USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is on damage control ahead of an expected run for the presidency on mounting allegations that he's touched women inappropriately. There was no apologies and also no specific responses to the recent allegations, but Biden does acknowledge that social norms have changed when it comes to personal space. In his video, Biden says, yes, he has touched people.
I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulder.
But Biden says that was to create what he calls a human connection. He does say he understands actions like this have made some people uncomfortable. He adds, I will be more mindful and respectful. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 39 points, the NASDAQ up 46, and the S&P 500 up 6. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump's tax returns are on the mind of Democratic Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Richard Neal sent a letter to the IRS demanding President Trump's tax returns from 2013 to 2018. In the letter, Neal says the tax returns are needed to conduct oversight and so that Congress can consider legislation on how the IRS audits and enforces tax laws against a sitting president. The president had a swift response to reporters asking him questions about it at the White House.
I guess when you have a name, you're audited. But until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that.
Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin appeared in federal court in Boston alongside other wealthy parents to face charges that they rigged test scores or paid bribes to cheat the admissions process at prestigious universities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested 280 illegal aliens at a business in Allen, Texas. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
ICE officials tell us all of those taken into custody were working at CVE Technology, refurbishing electronics, and were here in the U.S. illegally. I spoke to ICE agent Carl Rusnak.
Many of them, if not most of them, will have the opportunity to appear before a federal immigration judge who will decide whether or not they can proceed with their immigration case or whether they should be removed.
I'm John Clemens.
Cholesterol concerns. They're not just for grown-ups anymore. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is now recommending children between the ages of 9 and 11 start to be screened for high cholesterol. Doctors say it's best to screen early due to the growing epidemic of obesity, and they're recommending that children be tested, especially if their parents or grandparents have suffered from a heart attack or stroke. Some parents say they've been shocked to learn that their 9 and 10-year-old children have high cholesterol levels, so much so that they need medication. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.